All right, we have a lighter story for you now. Most people who visit Disneyland bring home, like, souvenir Mickey Mouse ears. A man named Richard Kraft brought home some of the actual rides. Now he has a warehouse full of stuff, and he wants to sell all of it. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco has the story.
It's a world of laughter, a world of tears at a former sporting goods store in Sherman Oaks. Here's where we find Richard Kraft's vast collection, vintage posters, a Matterhorn bobsled, more than 800 keepsakes he amassed over 25 years. The Hollywood agent admits he was obsessed.
I'm like a heroin addict. I don't remember which alley I bought the heroin in. I just remember the experience. And so I am trying to remember where most of this came from, and it's a big blur.
Kraft can recall how he scored his favorite, Dumbo. When one of the 700-pound elephant ride vehicles went up for auction, he took his life savings, $10,000, and competed with an anonymous bidder on the phone.
There was a rumor I was bidding against Michael Jackson.
Kraft made the winning offer at $35,000.
Now, the problem is, while I'm feeling ecstatic, I'm also in a complete and utter panic because I do not have the money to pay for it.
So he put Dumbo on his credit card.
Then it arrives, and I can't get Dumbo through the front door. His ear span is 8 feet, so I sold my house to find a house with double doors.
Kraft and his son Nicholas kept everything at their suburban L.A. home, which they dubbed the happiest place in Encino. Jose, the animatronic bird from the enchanted tiki room, sang from Nicholas's bedroom. The 48-foot-long sea serpent from the submarine voyage ride lounged by the swimming pool. And Nicholas says Dumbo ended up suspended from the living room ceiling.
It really was the furniture in our home. You could sit and watch a movie in the Mr. Toad car. I remember sitting in the Astrojet. It used to be in my room. We'd have parties at the house. We always enjoyed just sharing it with people.
But once Nicholas grew up and left home, Richard Kraft says he had empty nest syndrome.
An empty nest with a Dumbo in it. It was borderline pathetic walking around by myself in this home filled with all the memories of collecting with my son. So I put everything in storage.
It would have stayed there. Then 4 years ago, Kraft found himself a father again. His daughter Daisy was born with a rare genetic disorder.
And so I thought, if I auction this off, I could give a portion of the proceeds to charities that help special need kids like my daughter.
Before the auction, thousands of fans are visiting the free pop-up exhibition, waiting for hours in the hot sun to get in, just like at Disneyland.
Yeah, pretty much. But well worth it. It's amazing.
Visitor Mandy Ramirez came for the memories. So did 8-year-old Lily Rio and Naya Bowers, who's 7.
Can you guys imagine having Dumbo in your living room?
Wow.
Dumbo is expected to fetch as much as $150,000. Someone online has already bid $175,000 for a Peter Pan flight vehicle. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.
Hello, we can't hear you.
Bad voice may not be so marvelous, but my profile.